Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
How utterly, utterly lovely to be looking at the face of this wonderful human. Hello, Sarah Tankalelis. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you? Equally looking as gorgeous and glamorous.
Well, I'm really good, thank you. And I'm really pleased to be speaking to you. I'm really glad that you could do Feel Good Habits. And I've known you for a long time. But for the benefit of my audience, you are a content creator, YouTuber, influencer, blogger, stylist. And we must have met, and I was doing the maths on this. This might be a little bit.
Well, go on, what have you got?
I've got 11 years ago.
I was going to say 12.
Yeah.
Wait, where was it though? Do you remember where it was?
Was it at ITV?
No. It was when it was a very glamorous party at the Soho Hotel where you became the fashion and beauty editor.
Yes.
Okay. And there was this huge community. And I remember meeting you for the first time, and you were equally as lovely and glamorous in person. And yeah, I think that was about 12. Was that 12 years ago?
Mental. So we've known each other for a long time, but like you've gone off and done incredible things since I last saw you. Because when I was in my old magazine job, I used to see you a lot more. Yeah. And you've gone off and done incredible things. But one thing that has remained consistent is that whatever I see of yours, whether it's a blog post, a video, an Instagram post, is just, you're so positive. You're so generous with your expertise because you are a proper, I call you a proper stylist because you were the person who used to lug like 15 stone of clothes around London at all times.
I'm sure I bumped into you on Oxford Street just carrying IKEA bags full of clothes for for the Lorraine show. But that's very kind of you to say. Thank you so much. I try and be positive, which is good.
That's why you're such a good person to do Feel Good Habits. And I know you've got some great ones. Should we crack on with them?
We're going to crack on. So my first Feel Good Habit, which I know a lot of people have been doing right now, is running. So you're a runner, aren't you?
Used to be.
Oh, not anymore. Okay. Well, I have never been a runner, always had a bit of a fear of running. And then I got asked to do the 5K, you know, the donate 5, run 5 challenge that was right at the beginning of lockdown. And I had this fear and dread inside me that I couldn't run, I couldn't do it. I built myself up and I did it. And I found it really hard, but I actually quite liked it. So my husband then said to me, why don't you see if you can do a 10K? You know, you've enjoyed it, why not? So I then set myself a challenge of doing 10K, and it's just become part of my routine. And I love the fact that it's you time, it's alone time, you're outdoors, you know, you do get those endorphins. And I do think it's almost a bit like self-care. Just having that space, I like to do it in the morning. I know I've been listening to your podcast. I know you like to do yoga in the evening as well.
Yeah. But
something about doing it in the morning, setting yourself up for the day. You know how sometimes you can wake up and almost get out on the wrong side of bed? And the minute I go for a run, even my husband says, like, I can see an instant shift in your mood. It just does something to me. And I've just found the love for it. And I found that during this time where everything's been very different, it's kind of been like a constant to me. And I've really been enjoying it. So I'm a runner now, apparently.
That's brilliant. I remember someone saying to me on a photo shoot actually years ago when I was running a lot, which would have been when you and I would have been seeing each other a lot more, is it's just you, it's meditative, it's you, your heart, your lungs and your legs, basically. Like you've got no room to think about anything else.
Yeah, I found it quite, like almost like a bit of a therapy in my head just to kind of get my thoughts together. And I'm kind of going to segue into my next feel good one, which is
nice
thing whilst I'm running to podcasts, because that was something that I really never gave myself time to do. And when I'm out there and, you know, I've got a good 45 minutes or an hour and I'm listening to kind of positive things, uplifting things, you know, things that I can learn and just make me think differently. I found the two of those things together really, really helpful to me, as I said, especially during this time. So even listening to things like How I Built This, I don't know if you ever listen.
Yeah.
My own business, I found that like super inspiring, just kind of getting snippets from, you know, different entrepreneurs. Obviously your podcast I love. For, you know, a bit of a laugh. You know, there's just so much out there. And again, it's something that's really become part of my routine that I almost look forward to, you know, to kind of lift my spirits. You know, if I'm having a bit of a bad day, it'll kind of make me sometimes make me look at things differently if I hear, you know, someone else's story, and, you know, make me feel positive and grateful, which I always think is really helpful.
And you mentioned there as well, it's something that you hadn't given yourself time for before. And it's worth referencing that you are a mother, you have a young child. And so that can often be, that can often make you feel time poor to do the things that you want to do for yourself. I'm not talking from experience here. So it's nice that you've got, you've created two things for yourself that you're able to do at the same time that make you feel excellent.
Yeah. And also I think I'm quite guilty of sometimes not using my time wisely. You know, you might have a spare hour here or there. I don't know if you ever feel like this. And then you're scrolling on Instagram or, you know, or just doing something. Before you know it, an hour's gone. And I don't think if I was at home, I would necessarily sit down and listen to a podcast. But if I'm out running, or it kind of, I'm forcing myself to. And I think that's just a really great habit.
I love it. And I do, I agree with you. I think they can open your perspective. And I think at this time as well, when perhaps we're not talking as much to people, like those spontaneous interactions of bumping into somebody on Oxford Street or going and having a meeting with someone, it's keeping the conversation going. And basically every conversation, I think, broadens your horizon.
Definitely.
In a positive way. So that's what podcasts can do.
And I think there's been some amazing podcasts like Elizabeth Day's done a few at the beginning of Corona, and you just kind of got those one line sentences that can just shift your mood or just lift you slightly, that kind of can carry you through this really strange time, because it is such a strange time for everyone. So yeah.
Nice. I love those. So what's number three?
So number three is a bit of tidying. It's another kind of cliche of this whole lockdown period, but I am actually naturally quite messy. I find it quite hard to always just be in order and everything. I feel maybe sometimes I like disorder to kind of get order, if that makes sense. But now that I've been working from home, I don't know if you feel like this, that I can't bear the mess. I can't bear any mess. I can't bear any clutter, because obviously I've got to work in this space now and my brain feels foggy if there's too much around. So kind of an evening, I'm not a massive TV watcher. I do love a good series, but I don't like to aimlessly just scroll through, just, you know, watching loads of old episodes of Friends or anything like that. Something, you know. So I've kind of been like tackling a cupboard here or a cupboard there, and even my wardrobe. So kind of just really going through things, seeing what I love and what I don't love. And that's actually helped me. This is maybe a fourth habit, in the fact that I'm actually wearing things that make me feel good. So I found at the beginning of lockdown that I was really leaning towards the leggings and the tracksuits, and I almost felt like I had to, just because we were at home. Whereas I actually realized it didn't always make me feel good to be wearing those things. And I thought to myself, why can't I wear a lovely summer dress like I'm wearing today for my daily walk? Why can't I, you know, wear something that's going to make me feel good? Because, you know, what you wear definitely has an effect on your mood. And kind of going through my wardrobe, refinding things that I love and kind of bringing them to the forefront so I can wear them again, has really helped me kind of every day feel good in what I'm wearing and feel positive in that way as well.
I love that. And I must admit, I've definitely bought a lot more clothes recently, pre-lockdown as well as in lockdown. And I actually am making a real effort to wear them, to get dressed up, even just to be in the house.
100%. Because also, if we've got these clothes, why not? Why? And even now we can go to the park, you know, to meet other people, or you can sit in people's gardens. I just think we've got the clothes, we should wear them. It definitely, when you get dressed in the morning, it definitely can make you feel better if you feel good in your clothes. And I think I just think, why not? And I think sometimes you can get into a rut. I know I did, like I said at the beginning, of just wearing, you know, you're not nice around the house clothes, and it really does affect your mood. So So I've been enjoying decluttering and organizing things and having a clear mind and a clear space.
Also, have you been doing it with makeup? Because you and I have something in common, which is we do love our eyeliner.
Are you wearing
I'm actually not, although I've done big lashes for you.
I love it. We do love our eyeliner. I have actually been doing it with my makeup. I have probably been wearing a bit less makeup in lockdown. Have you?
Actually, no, I'm wearing a lot more because it feels like a bit of a ritual. And also, if I put makeup on, I will put the camera on and I'll film an IGTV.
Okay.
It puts me into work mode. That's me clicking my fingers.
Well, sorry. That with clothes. That's my clothes. Yeah. That gets me into work mode. I have been going through my makeup and just kind of, I'm refinding things just, you know, and I've really got into my fake tan, a bit of Amanda Harrington on my legs. What do you think?
Oh my goodness. I started using that brand about 3 weeks ago and I'm blown away.
I have never ever done it in my life before. I've never been a fake tanner, but I love the James Reed drops.
James Reed, yep.
Yep. Remember, I'm sure we met him around the same time. James Reed drops on my face, Amanda Harrington on my legs, and it just gives you that lift, doesn't it? It's kind of like these little tools that you can have that maybe you didn't look to before that actually can just lift your spirits, really.
Totally. And I've always been very heavy-handed with tan, and Jules Von Hepp, who owns Isle of Paradise, when he launched, he gave me some product, and I filmed myself a little bit tipsy after we'd been out one night, like putting all the mousse on my face. He was like, all right, steady on, love. You're going to look like a nut tomorrow morning. And I always go really heavy-handed. And actually what I've been doing in lockdown, I don't know why lockdown's been the trigger, but I have been really light with it, actually. And that's what I really like about the Amanda Harrington, like barely using any. But then you look at your legs the next day and you're like, God, that really looks good.
And also what I like about fake tan is that it kind of gets you to exfoliate and moisturize at the same time. And sometimes I'm quite lazy with that. So actually, it's kind of like a 3-in-1. So I'm almost giving my body like a whole makeover just to fake tan. So it's having actually more time to do things like that, I found as well. That's, you know, taking a long bath. That's another thing after the running that I always allow myself to have, like a really long bath that evening to kind of, you know, relax my muscles. And I'm a showerer. So that's been lovely.
That's really, has it also extended to your skincare? I've spoken to so many friends, and obviously I work in the beauty industry, you do as well. And I feel as though I do love high performance functional skincare that does what it's supposed to do. I like my active ingredients, but I've definitely, now that I have more time, I am taking time a couple of times a week to really layer and pamper. Are you doing the same thing?
Face masks and just, you know, using those products that I probably have been sitting there for a while that I've really had every intention to use and to try. And now I've really been, you know, trying them out and using them. And I have noticed a difference. It's quite amazing. I'm trying to think of a mask. What mask did I use the other night that I absolutely loved? I think it was a Nordic. It was a vitamin C one.
Was it the Lumine one?
Lumine one.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Yeah, you know.
Those are incredible products, actually, really. The Lumine range.
I like the hyaluronic. Their hyaluronic as well is really good.
Yeah. They've also got a really beautiful fresh skin tint, which is great. Like, it's foundation, but it's really, really light. But honestly, it makes skin feel incredible, and it just looks like you've got really healthy skin.
Their products are really glowy and gorgeous. I've got a primer of theirs, which is really amazing as well.
So just the eyeliner, what's your preferred eyeliner? Do you like an ink liner? Do you like a gel liner? Do you like a Kohl? Like, what's your preferred delivery system for liner?
So when I first met you 12 years ago, I'm still using the same Rimmel. I'm no word of a lie. The same.
I love this.
Felt tip pen. It's like, it's kind of like a, there's like a cone. Oh, you're frozen.
No, I'm still here. Carry on.
It's a Rimmel. It looks like a cone. It's like a felt tip pen. And you literally, I call it idiot proof because I do not have a steady hand. Philippa.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Always calls me Shaky Stevens because I'm always shaky. And you literally felt it, pen it on, and you get the most amazing eye flicks. So that is my eyeliner of choice, the felt tip pen. I've used it for that long, and I've never deviated. What's your go-to?
Oh, I try to play with a few, but I love the Clinique Pretty Easy liner because that allows you to get a really thin line. Okay. So if you just want to beef out the lash line and do something quite subtle. But I've actually been playing with Charlotte Tilbury, the Feline Flick one recently. I mean, it does what it says in the tin, and that is amazing.
I've been trying out the brown one because I've always gone for black, and she's got the brown one. And I must say, that is really, really gorgeous. Well, that is the similar kind of felt tip
end.
And it's really, really easy to apply. I do love that. But I don't wear
no,
my
I was just going to say. I was just going to say that brown is too ready for me. I want it to be a little bit darker. It's fox brown, whereas yeah. I want it to be more like brunette brown. There you go, Charlotte. Hope you're listening.
Listen up. I don't wear my eyeliner every day. It's more like, you know, when you were saying about filming, kind of putting that whole face on, it's like my work look, like my going out, not really going out at the moment, but that kind of look. Try to pare it down in the week. I think also just to give my skin a bit of a break, because I've never done that throughout the years. I've always really plastered it on just because, not plastered it on, but I've always worn what I've worn, and I've never really kind of done much of a relaxer because I've always been working and kind of felt like I needed that, whereas now being at home, I have noticed that my skin is really enjoyed having, you know, less products on and giving it a bit of a breather, really.
Yeah, I know so many people who have said that they haven't worn foundation for the entire duration.
Just amazing.
And their skin is like, my skin's never looked better. I don't need foundation anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
special occasions.
Yeah. Yeah, I will never not wear foundation, especially if it's got SPF in it at the moment.
Well, yeah.
So where do we, so now we've done the wardrobe, we've been in the bathroom, we've got your lovely bath. Do you have any oils or anything that you, Epsom salts or anything that you put in your bath when you're lingering for a nice time?
I've got like a muscle relaxant. I can't even remember which make it is, but when I'm having, you know, like a real treat bath, it's the Laura Mercier honey. You know, it comes in like a pot with like almost like a wooden honey spoon. I can't remember the exact name, Laura Mercier. And it's like this really glorious, sweet smelling, just, you just feel like you're in a spa. It's so lovely. So that's a real treat that I absolutely love. But I was listening to your podcast a couple of weeks ago, and you were talking about putting the eucalyptus in the shower.
Yes.
Make it smell good, and all the oils. And I was thinking, and the peppermint oil on your chest if you had a cold. And I was thinking, oh God, I want to try all these things. So maybe that's something I need to try.
That was Geraldine from Aromatherapy Associates. It's one of the best tips I've ever been given by anyone.
Really?
Yeah, just that, because it really does. If you rub spearmint or peppermint or any kind of minty oil, if you're feeling congested, if you're a bit chesty, and you leave on 15 minutes and then you get in the shower and you let the water hit your chest, it is like, you just go, and it's so incredible.
I'm gonna give it a whirl.
Yeah, next time you feel a little bit chesty.
Yeah.
For the muscle ease one, is it the Elemis one that you're using, the green bottle?
Yes,
muscle ease.
Really, really good, isn't it?
Elemis do incredible bath products. There's also the bath milk, which is one of the nicest smells ever.
I just, anything that's got a good smell, I just all over.
What perfume do you wear?
So I love amber by Le Laboratoire. I don't know, have you smelled it before?
That's so funny. I've got the candle. I'm obsessed with Tonka from the same.
Yes. I love it because it's quite a masculine smell, isn't it? Which I really like.
Masculine. Yeah.
So I love that. I've worn that for years. And also I love Jo Malone Oud and Bergamot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Which is a really good one. What's your fave all time?
Well, I'm not very good with fragrance, I have to be really honest.
Really?
I'm very fickle. I've never worn it because I'm a bit like, I always say I'm with the same with fragrance as I am with wine. Like, I either like it or I don't. I don't understand the nuances. Like, I'm never going to pick up a red wine and go, I can smell the black currants. I'm just like, I like that. So I'm a little bit of a simpleton when it comes to fragrance, but I do like those really heavy masculine ones. So I love Tonka. And I've been wearing Portofino Neroli because it's summer.
Lovely.
I have to be in the mood for that. Portrait of a Lady I sometimes wear. But to be honest, 9 times out of 10 when I leave the house, I forget. Although I tell a lie. At the moment, or a couple of years ago, was introduced to Atelier Cologne.
Oh, yes, that's lovely.
And I fell in love with some of the citruses. So they've got, I think it's Bergamot Soleil, a blood orange, and there's another one, which is, and they smell as though someone has got the most incredible citrusy fruit in front of your face and just ripped it open in front of you without you getting citrus juice in your eye. And it's so fresh. So they're my go-to summer fragrances.
That sounds lovely. My all-time summer is the Estee Lauder Bronze Goddess.
Oh, yes.
That is like in my summer holiday suitcase. I buy one at the airport and it always, it smells like coconutty, and I wear that every single holiday. And that is a smell that really evokes so many memories. You have that with scents.
Yeah, I do. And I think that's why I like masculine scents. Like Tonka smells like my dad when he used to come home from work in his suit with his leather briefcase. And that was back in, like, he used to commute into London, and that was when people could smoke on the trains.
Yeah.
So it would be like his suit would smell a bit smoky, and then there'd be the leather. And so that just immediately makes me think of him coming through the front door after a day at work.
Oh.
I quite like that smell. What about you?
Sorry, say that again. You cut out.
Oh, I do apologise. What about you? Is there a memory? Is there one that really evokes a specific memory for you?
I think just the Estee Lauder, like I said, is my real kind of summer holiday. It just reminds me of all my holidays. And I don't think I'll ever deviate from that. In terms of any other memories? No, I think that's the one that evokes the most. I mean, I think in the past, when I was younger, I chopped and changed. So actually, if I ever smell someone wearing, you know, like CK1 walking down the street, that will take me back to my childhood. But those
two. Did you have a wedding fragrance?
I think I wore amber. I can't actually remember. I think I wore amber because I've been dedicated to that for quite a while now.
You're very brand loyal, aren't you? Product loyal.
I'm brand loyal. Me and my Rimmel eyeliner. My Amber perfume.
But I'm a little bit the same, and sometimes that can make our jobs quite difficult because you have to test things, you have to try things. But it's funny how you do always come back to something. Even if it takes a while for you to find your way back, you will always suddenly pick something up again.
And I don't think it means that you don't love other things. I think, I suppose, just personal preference that, you know, maybe you find the easiest, or maybe we're just really loyal people. And that's why we like the same things.
I think so. Right. Where are we with your habits? Do we have any more?
Well, actually, I wanted to say one more that kind of I was going to add in to listening to podcasts when I was talking about feeling grateful. And it's something that I've done for years and years and years, but every night when I get into bed, I always think of 3 things I'm grateful for that day.
I love it.
You love it. And it can just be something so stupid, like the sun was shining when I went for my daily walk, or I had enough time to make my favorite dinner, or, you know, someone let me go in the traffic jam because I was rushing, you know, just really stupid things. But I think, especially if you've had one of those days where you're thinking, you know, what life is miserable or I'm not feeling great or, you know, any of those emotions, you know you've definitely got three, however small, things that kind of make you feel grateful and make you, they can kind of lift your spirits. Often I like to list more than three. Some days there's only three, but yeah, it's something done and I do feel it kind of almost puts me to sleep, and it's just such a routine. So the minute I get into bed, I just know that I have to think of those things. And I know some people like to write them down. A few friends also do that and they find it really helpful to write them down, but I can't be faffing with a pen and paper. So I just like to kind of think in my head. It kind of just gives you nice thoughts before you go to sleep at night. So that's something I've done that probably for about 5 years.
I love that. And I know Dr. Rangan Chatterjee, who's been on this podcast a couple of times, yeah. He talks at the end of every week, I think it's on a Friday, he posts things that I've been really grateful for this week. And last week it was his wedding anniversary and it was all about how, you know, I went on a blind date and this is the woman who completes me. And it was so lovely.
No, it's that I definitely think is a really good habit that, you know, it just kind of, it just makes you feel good. Even if you've had a bad day, there's no way that you can't think of three things. You know, someone made you a cup of coffee. I mean, not at the moment, but, you know, it's definitely just something that always lifts my spirits at the end of the day.
And it's one of those things by the sounds of it that pays dividends. Like, it doesn't take much time. It can take under a minute, but
yeah, exactly.
It puts you to sleep nicely. And then you probably wake up in a more grateful space.
I'm right. I think sometimes your mind can race when you get into bed at night and you can start to kind of worry about things and worry about the next day. But actually, if you kind of just stop a second and try and switch that and feel positive and grateful, it can just put you into a nice sleep.
I love these habits. These are so brilliant. And it's just so nice to catch up with you. So I'm sure that people listening will want to, if they aren't already, would like to know so much more about you. So can you let us know where to find you and also a little bit about We Are Twin Set? I'm getting that right, aren't I?
Yes, you are. So, you can find me on my blog, which is We Are Twin Set, over on Instagram, which is at We Are Twin Set, which is, we have a lifestyle, fashion, beauty, Instagram, kind of a YouTube with my very dear friend Philippa, which we've been doing for about 5 years now. No, hang on a second, about eight
longer
years now.
That, yeah.
More than that. Forgot my age for a moment. And we just share our daily outfit, style inspiration, and we kind of always do a bit of twinning because we look very similar. So please do check that out. And then over on my personal account for my life with my little one and my daily outfits, which is Sarah Tankle Ellis.
Lovely. Obviously, I'll put the links to those in the show notes. And I'll also put the link to the Rimmel eyeliner. So I'm going to ask you to make sure you send me the link so I get the right one. And Tonka and Amber and all the other things. But it's been so lovely to chat to you. And thank you so much for sharing these habits. They've been glorious.
Thank you so much for having me. What a lovely treat on a Tuesday night.